series of guided meditations, literary reflections, and meditative music for anyone going through a divorce or the loss of an important relationship. I'm Daniel Todd, a writer and recently divorced parent, and one of the hosts of Raft.
And I'm Hannah Badalova, a relational therapist, divorced parent, and musician. The loss of an important relationship can set us adrift. We hope that through bibliotherapy techniques and guided meditations, we can offer a temporary resting place as you navigate both the turbulent waves and the unnerving still waters of relationship loss, finding healing and firmer ground.
When you think of a raft, what comes to mind? Like so many words in our English language, the word raft has a number of interesting meanings. When many of us think of a raft, we might picture an inflatable boat, or if, like me, you grew up swimming in ponds as a kid, you might imagine a buoyant wooden structure held up by empty barrels anchored several feet from the shore. A less common use of the word raft is its verb form, which basically means to bring or fasten things together, side by side. A raft can also be a dense flock of swimming birds or mammals. You might not know this. A raft can also be a layer of reinforced concrete forming the foundation of a building. Well, this particular raft, this series of guided meditations and literary reflections, aspires to encompass all of these meanings. If you're drowning, a raft is a gift that might save your life. If you're feeling sad or alone, we hope that we can be fastened together in our common search for more peace and rest and wellness. And are we not, all of us, a flock of swimming birds or mammals, often swimming what feels like against the current? Above all, we hope that, even in some small way, these guided meditations and reflections will help to reinforce the foundation upon which your life rests.
In this visual and breathing exercise, let's begin by sitting comfortably in a chair or on a bed or wherever you can rest your body. Start by shifting your eyes downward, maybe softly looking at the floor or closing them gently. Take one long inhale, counting how many seconds you can breathe in without discomfort. And then exhale, adding 2 more seconds to that count. If you inhale for 5 seconds, exhale for 7. Repeat this a few times, allowing yourself flexibility with the counting. Relax your face and neck and allow your chest, lungs, and belly to gently expand. Breathe in slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Continue breathing like this, about 10 complete inhale and exhales, until my voice returns. As you continue, relax your breaths. With your eyes closed or gazing downward, picture a lake or a body of water with gentle, infrequent waves. What color is it? Light or dark blue? Green? A blend? How shallow is the water? Are you standing beside it, or are you already standing in the water, close to shore? If you are standing on the shore, breathe slowly as you approach the water. It may look inviting to you, or vast and a little mysterious. Take note of your emotions. Are you energized, relieved, scared, unsure? Whatever you feel, allow yourself to walk closer at your own pace. Continue to imagine the sensations in your body as you slowly step into the water. Feel its coolness against your feet and legs. Imagine warmth from the sun and a light breeze. Keep breathing long inhales and exhales. Now picture a simple wooden raft in the near distance. Its wood is dark and smooth. It's close enough that you can see its weathered wood grain and its sturdiness. How big is it? Can it carry you? Can it carry others? As you move toward the raft, it floats closer to you, carried by gentle waves. Breathe. Breathe as you touch the raft with your hands. Feel its smoothness, how it's absorbed water and weather and remains sturdy. You don't need it right now, but you place your hands on the raft, allowing some of your weight to rest upon it. Keep breathing with intention as you feel the raft. Breathe in and breathe out a couple more times. Then let go of the raft. Shift your mind's eye to your place on the shore and move towards it. Notice feelings and sensations in your body as you return. When you are out of the water, take in the warmth of the sun and slowly open your eyes.
Special thanks to Zach Winters, whose music you've been listening to. You can learn more about Zach and explore his music and writing at zachwinters.com. Episodes of the Raft podcast will be available every Friday. If you'd like to support our work, you can find us on Patreon. Thank you for joining us.